About 500 Ohioans gather on the steps of the Ohio State House, holding signs and chanting. The group's speakers say new abortion laws in Ohio are hurting the state's women. Dr. Lisa Pereira, an OBGYN from Cleveland, holds her newborn daughter as she forcefully explains to the crowd why this new law is driving high-risk maternity patients out of Ohio. She talks about a couple who made the decision to end a problem pregnancy and says they were required to listen to the fetal heartbeat one final time.
It doesn't matter that they've heard it a bunch of times before and that one last time may be incredibly painful to them. I'm forced to require them to do that and offer that to them. I'm also forced to tell them what the probability is of them carrying that pregnancy to term. These are statistics that are technically not available and a probability that is impossible to determine. But this is what the law makes me do. In addition, because of legislation that passed over a year ago, we had to perform viability testing. And based on the definition of viability determined at my institution, I couldn't care for Sam and Jennifer. Instead, I had to refer them to the closest state without a viability testing law.
Kelly Copeland with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says the new restrictions are forcing women to travel out of state to get abortions. And she says it's now harder for women, especially low-income women, to get birth control. She says if the goal is to reduce the number of abortions, these new laws are not working.
The first abortion report came out for the Kasich administration. Did the number of abortions go up? 3%. So whatever it is that you think you're doing, Ohio legislature and Governor Kasich, you're doing it wrong. And why? Because they don't know. And because they don't care.
But Mike Gonadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life, says these new laws were put in place because Ohio lawmakers do care. And he says one part of the abortion report that he finds disturbing is that the number of abortions is rising among minorities.
And the alarming figure, Joe, what we see here is over 5% increase in the number of African-American abortions, according to the report. And we saw a 2% decrease in white abortions. So we have a major problem continuing in the African-American community because the report showed that 42% of all abortions were on single black women, and they make up 8% of our state's population. Last year it was 38%, and now we're up to 42%.
Gonadakis says the recent anti-abortion laws will actually be better for women's health by making sure they have proper medical care and informed choices.
As we know, the majority of the General Assembly, an overwhelming majority, are pro-life, elected by the citizens of the state of Ohio, and I don't believe their efforts will be successful. I think this press conference today is nothing more than a political show.
There's no doubt politics are at play on both sides. In fact, it feels like the campaign season has already started, even if the election for statewide candidates is more than a year away. Many of the rally participants are holding signs promising to vote against lawmakers who've supported this legislation, and those who like the new laws say they'll fight vehemently to keep them on the books and promise to support lawmakers who vow to do that. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.